USA Radio News.
The U.S. and its European allies will impose stiff new sanctions on Russia on Wednesday. The sanctions include a ban on new investments in Russia. The joint action also includes toughened sanctions on Russia's financial institutions and government-owned enterprises. Meanwhile, the Defense Department is sending Ukraine an additional $100 million worth of military equipment. Authorities say one person is dead in Georgia and another in Texas amid damaging storms, high winds, and tornadoes around the South. Forecasters said the storms Tuesday were just the start of what could be 2 days of violent weather in the region. More than 50,000 homes and businesses were without power Tuesday night from eastern Texas to South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Tiger Woods will once again be teeing off at the Masters. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
Sounds like Tiger Woods got his groove back. The five-time Masters champ announced Tuesday that he expects to tee it up at Augusta on Thursday. It would be his first official event since suffering severe damage to his legs in a terrible auto accident in February of 2021. Quoting Tiger, he said, "As of right now, I feel like I'm going to play." End quote.
The chief executive of Warner Media is leaving the company. Jason Kilar shared a memo with staff on Tuesday saying his exit will correspond with the pending merger between Warner Media and Discovery. Kilar wrote about the gratitude he has for his team, the company, and the mission. And 18-year-old Olena Sadovska, a Ukrainian immigrant, climbed her way to $12,500 in support of her native country after she walked a stair climber for 24 hours at her local gym. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There are whispers of a red wave come November, and Democrats are expressing their concerns over the Biden administration. Reporter Tim Berg tells us why.
Democrats are growing increasingly worried about President Biden standing in the polls 7 months out from the midterm elections. Democrats for months have feared they would lose the House majority this fall, and they're worried about losing the Senate as well. New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu says many people are not happy with the Biden administration's policies.
I think 2022 is about what's happening at people's kitchen tables. The failures that have happened in America, we are worse off today than we were 2 years ago, and people want a change in Washington. So at the federal level, at least, I think you're going to see a big win for Republicans if we focus on 22, right? Stop worrying about 24.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC.
Kansas comeback victory over North Carolina to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship was the most viewed title game on cable television. The Jayhawks' 72-69 win averaged 18.1 million viewers on TBS, TNT, and True TV. That's a 4% increase over last year's title game between Baylor and Gonzaga on CBS. Singer and teen idol of the early 1960s, Bobby Rydell, has died at the age of 79. Rydell got his big break in 1959 on American Bandstand. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.